This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy L'Espérance. Well, here we are with countless concerts and recitals in the books for the summer 2025 Interlochen Arts Camp season. This weekend is the big finale, the bittersweet farewell, and the immense celebration of all of the accomplishments, milestones, and lifelong friendships made this summer. The World Youth Symphony Orchestra will give its last weekend of concerts starting tonight with music of John Williams and George Gershwin. The centerpiece of the program will be Gershwin's iconic Rhapsody in Blue, featuring a soloist who the New York Times calls the hottest artist on the classical music planet. That's Long Long, who joins me right now in IPR Studio A. Long Long, welcome to Interlochen.
Thank you, Christy.
Is this your first time in Northern Michigan?
It's actually my debut at Interlochen. Yeah, it's very, very exciting. I've always heard about this amazing school and amazing festival, but I just never had a chance to play here.
Oh, we're so glad that you're here. So Long Long will inaugurate Interlochen's Shirley Young Distinguished Artist Series with a performance tonight. This is part of Interlochen's centennial celebration, which is coming up in 2028, 100 years old for the Interlochen Center for the Arts.
100 years.
100 years in 2028. So we're almost there.
Yeah,
and
almost.
You are the inaugural performance to the lead up. So Long Long, you performed Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue at the 50th Grammy Awards in 2008 when the oldest of these Interlochen musicians playing tonight were born. Also in 2008, you started the Long Long International Music Foundation. The foundation's mission statement states that all children should have access to music and music education regardless of their backgrounds or circumstances. Well, here we are again with the Rhapsody in Blue serving as a scenic overlook, marking an opportunity to look back over the last 17 years, a lifetime thus far for these students, and a lifetime thus far of the Long Long International Music Foundation. So looking back, how has your work with young musicians developed over these 17 years?
It's truly remarkable that the oldest player from the World Youth Orchestra was born in 2008. And I actually started my foundation, the Long Long International Music Foundation, back then. And over the... Wow, this has been 17 years. We already have more than 200 public schools around the world taking our music class.
Wow.
And the keys of inspiration. And we have nearly 100 of wonderful young pianists studied under our scholars programs. And now they become great young pianists around the world, touring the world, teaching every major conservatory. So we were really proud that we are now coming to Interlochen to work with this wonderful organization and to keep building up some new initiatives.
Right. Well, your foundation and Interlochen share a passion for nurturing young people in their artistic journeys. Collaborating makes all the sense in the world. So as you mentioned, you have the Long Long Young Scholars. Well, 15 gifted pianists from that program visited Interlochen earlier this summer.
It's a big group.
It was. Oh, they were amazing. And they performed all across Northern Michigan. They studied here. They recorded right here at IPR.
Wow.
And I had the pleasure of speaking to each one of them, interviewing each one of them individually and kind of getting to know them as individuals. And those conversations will be heard on Intermezzo starting August 11th. But one thing that I noticed about these students was that they're not limited to only piano training. These are well-rounded young people with so many different interests. So what's your personal view on balancing music and all that it takes to become a very good musician with the rest of life as a teenager and a young person?
In order to become a good musician, you have to not only play piano well, but to also understanding other meaningful subjects. And my scholars, they're all very talented, and they're all very multi-talented people, and they're really good math on literature, on different languages and history and art, composition as well, the composing songs, and sports, in other instruments as well. And also they talk very well. Yeah, most of them. They can really express their heart to people, like the way they play the piano. And so this is a very important abilities to have in the 21st century in order to become a great classical musician.
It's a life-changing boost for them to be part of their program. So are there any particular stories or encounters that stick with you as having been particularly gratifying to you to witness with these people over the last 17 years?
Yeah, I mean, I especially get very inspired by the regular high school and elementary school. Some of the kids, they never had a chance to learn any instrument, but somehow when they start learning piano, when they start compose a song, they become wonderful, creative person. Music really changed their life, and they're so much more positive about their future and also the way they're doing with the communication with other school subjects. They're so much better. It's just a kind of life-changing experience, and I see so many of them having this change during the sessions over the years, of course. Yep.
And I've noticed that some of these pianists, they become very accomplished pianists, but their goals beyond high school might be something completely different, but the life skills that they learned while becoming a dedicated musician, they can transfer to other areas of study and other areas of life. So
yes.
You're a dad. Mm. Your household is very musical. Where are you right now as a family on the role that you hope music will play in the next generation of your household?
Yeah, so my son, he's 4 and a half. Yeah, so he's learning drum. He really loves percussion. And he likes to do a bit of a street dance. Yeah, so quite different than what I do. And because my wife, she's a classical trained pianist, but she also does songwriting, pop songs. So in a way, I think he got a lot of influence by that. Yeah, but he loves piano, and I'm sure eventually he will learn. I don't know how serious he will be, but certainly I see there is a passion for piano as well. Just it's hard for him to sit still.
Right, he's 4 and a half.
when I was 4 and a half, I already almost played a concert, but he like to move around, yeah. So it's hard for him to sit, yeah. But it will come. I see he's already more kind of matured recently, and I think maybe next year he will start taking some lessons.
Oh, that's exciting! Yeah. How will you ever find a teacher to teach Long Long's son, or will you be the teacher?
No, I will not be the teacher. But we'll find some wonderful, like really. Really kind heart and really knows how to deal with kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, he doesn't need me in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, he needs someone who has a real good patient and who loves kid. Yeah, that's good enough.
Well, it makes me so happy to hear about the opportunities and the support that he has. And going back to your foundation, you mentioned that not everybody has the chance to take piano lessons or to even be exposed
yes.
to piano music. Mm. So you inspire, it's called the Long Long effect. You inspire people just through your own performances to want to play the piano, to want to take lessons. But you don't stop there. You go a step farther and you provide pianos to schools and you provide teaching materials to schools. And you said 200 schools now?
Yes.
Use your,
yes.
Yeah.
We have 200 schools and each school has 20 to 30 digital smart pianos. So in a way that every kid have a chance to not only listen to what teacher's telling you, but they can play by themselves in the same time. And
right.
This is something that we have to get to more schools. And then also they have a very nice system to learn from the pad. So it's kind of in conjunction with the smart piano. And then it's the teachers telling them how to use the software. And so in a way that no matter where you are, because many of our schools, they're not in the big cities. They're kind of like in the suburbs or in the more disadvantaged areas.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes maybe you don't get so many teachers to teach there, you know. But in this way, the teacher I mean, of course, teacher has to be trained, but there are a lot of the other, I mean, half of the things you can actually duplicate from the software.
Wow, that's such a great way of
yeah.
sending it out
yeah,
to so all the corners.
So it's, yeah, so all the corners can achieve a good result. Yeah.
Because musical passion doesn't discriminate. It can be found anywhere. And you
yes,
never know where that next person
yes,
is
yeah.
whose brain will light up at the piano. You just have to bring it to them.
Yes. Otherwise, you know, I will never make a career if I didn't have a luck and also the talent. And also the great teachers around the world. The chances are even more flexible because with the new technologies, with the new social media, you can discover kids much easier than it was 30, 40 years ago. You just see somebody so great from India or like, wow, we have to get to know this boy or this little girl in Africa just learning piano by social media and just, you know, by YouTube or TikTok, and somehow she's starting to learn those repertoire. And really tremendously, there's one place I was recently in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, and many of the kids, they never had a proper training, but they play music. And I asked, how did you do it? And they said they just watch kind of piano lessons online, and that's how they started. And they can already compose some music. I was like, wow, the talents are really everywhere. But then, you know, when you have a more serious organizations can help them to really develop as a more professional way of learning. Yeah.
Yes.
But the love from the beginning, it wasn't academic things. It was just pure passion.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, can we talk about the Gershwin? Rhapsody in Blue is firmly rooted in the vernacular of popular culture as well as classical culture in the U.S. You've performed this work with multiple professional orchestras. What draws you to this piece?
For me, I first heard about this piece was a long time ago in the radio station in China. And I was like, what type of music is that? Is that classical music or is it like jazz music? No, I was like 8 or 9 when I heard that. For me, this is like a new beginning of something, you know. And it's, oh, this is American music with a kind of a bridge between classical and jazz and pop music as well. And so I started to learn the piece. And I of course, I like it very much. But the first time I really felt something is going on was with Herbie Hancock doing the 50th anniversary of the Grammy show. And he showed me there's so many rhythm thing, which as a classical pianist, you probably never thought about that, you know, to kind of reverse the beats and to make something like completely fresh. So I was really stunned by that creative way of thinking. And for him, he said, oh, this is very normal. This is what the jazz musician does. And he said, that's why it's good that we are doing it together. And then, you know, you can do some kind of classical way, but I can do it in a different way. And then over the years, I played with another great jazz pianist, Chick Corea.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he showed me some kind of Latin way of making a few cadenzas. And that's another way of learning this piece. Now when I play Rhapsody in Blue, I really felt there's a lot of things that I have learned from Herbie and from Chick Corea that really shows very well in the music making, which is kind of jazz meets classical. And I also try to share the experience with the orchestra and to see whether we can come up into kind of a new fusion way of playing this piece. And every time I play this piece, I find something else. This is the great thing about the piece. You can do a lot of improvisations. But one thing, you have to be not playing this piece too loud. Yeah, this is one of the problem with the Rhapsody in Blue. Sometimes it's getting too wild, and then there's no balance. So yesterday, the rehearsal with our wonderful maestro and the World Youth Orchestra, we were very careful. with the sound, with the accent. And I think it's going to be wonderful. We are also going to try to make piano sound a little bit bigger.
So a bigger piano with a little bit of improvisation, as learned from Herbie Hancock and Chicoria, yeah. And George Gershwin himself,
yes,
you know, adding those jazz elements. So we'll hear a little bit of jazzy Long Long, maybe.
Yeah, for
a little
sure.
bit of
a little bit, yeah, little
conversation
bit, yeah.
with the student orchestra yeah. as you go along in real time. Yeah. It should be so exciting.
Yeah.
We're
Thank
really
you.
Looking forward to it. Well, Northern Michigan will experience the Long Long effect tonight, so area piano teachers need to make room in their schedules for new students, I think. Long Long will perform George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, accompanied by Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Christian Machalaru, tonight in Kresge Auditorium on the Interlaken campus. Also on the program, Louis Langres and Christian Machalaru lead the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and the Interlaken Philharmonic in Gershwin's An American in Paris, and also selections from John Williams' scores to Raiders of the Lost Ark and Star Wars. The concert begins at 7:30, and Classical IPR will broadcast the performance live. The webcast can be streamed as well at interlaken.org/webcasts. For those attending in person who require mobility assistance, a drop-off and shuttle service is now available for classical concerts held in Kresge Auditorium. Thank you, Long Long, for taking time to visit with us. I am so looking forward to the concert.
Thank you, thank you. I'm also looking forward to play my first concert ever in Interlaken.
This has been Studio A from Interlaken Public Radio. Scott Clemens is our digital producer. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Thanks for listening.
This is Studio A from Interlaken Public Radio.